So you see, this is the result of being a good boy for 30 years.
By the end of the 1950s, Walt's work on Disneyland, live-action films, true life adventures, animation, and television was all booming. He'd come a long way from the end of World War II, when the studio was in the doldrums.
A little louder, it's kind of noisy in here.
In the late 1940s, Walt became absorbed by hobbies. He built miniature models and constructed a 1/8-sized train that ran in a half-mile circle around his house. He may have looked like he was preparing for retirement. He wasn't. In 1950, Walt released Treasure Island. Walt loved the flexibility he found in his first all-live-action movie.
Jules Verne once said, "What one man can imagine, other men can do."
But Walt's most remarkable project had its roots when his children were young. According to daughter Diane,
"Dad wanted to create a place where the whole family could have fun together, where there was something for everybody to do.
Disneyland opened on July 17, 1955. The park became Walt's greatest love. He never tired of improving it. Walt long believed television held vast opportunities. His first show was a one-hour special in 1950.
Do you girls know this character, Disney?
Yes, he's our father.
His family was expanding, too. Diane and Sharon both got married during the 1950s. Their husbands, Ron Miller and Bob Brown, came to work with him. Grandchildren started to arrive quickly. Ultimately, there would be 10 of them.